The GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
GAA, agus fáilte go tí Clárella, then coming Luke Glasgow, shocked in the show with me, Tom Cormack, as always on a Wednesday night. And well, ahead of the championship start of the season this weekend, of course, Donegal and Cavan in the big game in Ulster. They get the Ulster Senior Championship race underway. And well, we've big games around the country. A big game in the West as well. Mayo and Galway clash on the big two in Connacht, and a number of games in Leinster as well. So championship action really getting underway. I know Sligo and Leitrim had victories last weekend against London and New York respectively. Leitrim getting away with a 1 point victory in the end in extra time in Gaelic Park in New York. Certainly a fright there for our neighbours down in Leitrim, but they're up and running. They will play Roscommon in the next round. But tonight we're going to concentrate mostly on the big game of the weekend up here in Ulster. That's, of course, Donegal and Cavan in McCool Park. And I'm joined by Brian McAniff on the phone. And a little later as well, we'll be joined by former Cavan great midfielder and Ulster winning captain, Stephen King. But first of all, Brian, a very good night to you.
Good night, Tom. Nice to talk to you all down there in Donegal.
Yes, and
the part of Donegal is distinct from the southern part.
Yeah, yeah. This is a sunny part at the moment. But anyway, looking ahead, obviously, as the saying goes, the great excitement, the great buzz, I suppose, about the start of the championship always.
Well, Tom, it's the time of the year for it, and I suppose referring to late-term neighbours, they just got out of jail in New York. They came from 4 points down with 6 minutes to go to win by, or 3 points down to win, to score the last 4 points to win by a point, and great credit to the pull it out of the bag, because I think by and large most people were expecting New York to win that match with the amount of talent that they out, particularly the two Cross McLean men. But great credit to Leitrim. But we're talking about Donegal here tonight, and it's something we've been looking forward since the draw was made. We're going to have football because of the condensed championship this year. We're going to have football hopefully every 2 weeks for the next 8 weeks or 6 weeks, and bring us into an Ulster final in the third week of June.
And so tell me,
bit of confidence.
Yeah, that's confidence coming from you. But before we look at the game, you mentioned there a new format where you have obviously a more condensed championship, and also the new Super 8s. What do you make of it overall?
Well, you know, Tom, it'll make the strong team stronger. But it's worth a try, and we can't say anything. It's on a 2 year trial basis. We'll see after the first 2 years what it's up to. But by and large, it'll make the strong team stronger again. It's like the back door. Still turns out that the top teams, they come out. It's like cream comes to the top. And there's nothing one can do. But we really have to look as an association at some sort of a secondary competition. And the county's going to have to buy into it. And I would suggest that the final of that be played the same day as the All Ireland Senior Football Final.
Yeah, well, that's something that has been mooted before and has been tried before, as B Championship, a Tommy Murphy Championship, and, you know, we see the corresponding...
Elevated, Tom, that's all I'm saying. Elevated to a better standard competition.
Yeah, because we see in hurling, actually, the great success that the Nicky Racker, the Laurie Marr, and the Christy Ring Cup are, and we have now got the Joe McDonough Cup as well. So the hurling counties don't seem to have any problem getting involved in that. But there still seems to be that old romantic notion among even the weakest of the weak, they want to play in the senior championship.
Yeah, well, let them play in the senior championship, but let's have a back door. And let's elevate it, Tom, and promote it as a much better competition than heretofore. And let's play the final of the day, the All-Ireland Senior Football Final.
And tell me, what do you make of the Super 8? It means we're going to have quite a lot of football.
It's a shot in the dark, and, you know, let's be fair about it. Looking out there, there'll be seven top-class teams that probably one outside team will probably get through, and that's as good as it gets. And that's the unfortunate thing about the GA. There are those top teams that are going to eventually get through to the Super 8, and that's what the G is looking for, extra games, extra revenue. And unfortunately, that's why you say the secondary competition is important.
Can you see it raise the standard of say the weaker, or are there still the Dublins and the Kerrys and the Tyrone?
It's going to arrive in the Super 8, Tom. The Dublins and the Kerrys and the Mayos and probably got the Galways now at this stage, and the Tyrones and Donegals. And that's the nature of the game. There'll probably maybe one team could slip through, some team like Tipperary or Kildare.
Yeah.
Their teams that possibly could come through.
Yeah.
By and large, or Roscommon, your own county.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of, obviously, it would be very important from the financial point of view to get through to that Super 8.
Without a shadow of a doubt, that's where the money's going to be, and there's going to be a lot of money there in the latter stages, Tom, because they're going to be very attractive fixtures, especially when they're getting two games outside the Croke Park and one in Croke Park. It's a hugely attractive, you know, and it's worth a try, there's no doubt about that, but unfortunately it's not going to do anything for the betterment of the weaker counties. That's the sad part of it.
Yeah, so unless they go the secondary competition or the weaker counties adopt something like that pretty quickly, there's no chance for them.
No, Tom, there really is no chance. That's the way, unfortunately, the GA is gone. The stronger counties are getting stronger and stronger, the weaker counties are getting weaker and weaker, no matter what to do. It's not happening, Tom.
Anyway, back to more pressing matters and Sunday's big game in Ballybuffet. Tell me, what's the feeling out there among
the feeling's good, Tom. We had a reasonably good winter league. Unfortunately, we relegated, but we did perform and we did show enough firepower up front to bring us through to an Ulster quarter final, which will hopefully after Sunday we'll be in. Defensively, we've been hemorrhaging the goals, Tom, and scores, which is costly for us. So we're going to have to take I'm sure Declan's going to take a look at that going into the championship, whether it's by way of a sweep or somewhere else. But we really have to tighten up in the defence. Otherwise, I feel we have the talent this year, and we've blooded a lot of good young talent to go a good journey, Tom, and hopefully make it also to the final and maybe possibly even win it.
Yeah.
Press on from there.
Yeah. We had quite a few injuries, a few high-profile injuries in the course of the league. We saw Ryan McHugh miss quite a bit of it. Mark Anthony McGinley, the number one goalkeeper. Declan Bonner says everybody's fit and well, but obviously those guys have lost a lot of game time and match practice.
Well, Ryan needs a break, Tom, and to be fair about it, that knock he got that night was a red card situation. People are, because he's small and light, and he's got the capacity to swerve and go around people at his ease, they're taking a piece of his head, and that's not on, Tom. You know, the referees have to protect players of that quality, you know, and it's important that Ryan get a rest. Mark Anthony has missed a good bit of game time, but you know, he'll sharpen himself up. He's a good keeper, and there's a bit of competition now for the goalkeeping post, because I was watching the Charlotte keeper there against Dundalk quite recently, and very impressed with that young lad coming through as well.
Gavin Mulroney, yeah.
Yes, Mulroney is his name. I'm very impressed with that young lad.
Yeah, and of course, Sean Patton seems to have the number one shirt at the moment.
He's the number one person at this point in time, you know, and hopefully that he will come on with, playing a lot more club football. But the sad part is they're not getting enough club football, Tom, and that's for another day. We're not going to talk about that in the mouth of the championship.
Anyway, Ked, looking ahead, as I said, to Sunday, where are our strengths?
Where are our strengths? Well, when you take a look at Paddy McBurty and Jamie Brennan inside, with the possibility of Michael Murphy being in and out there, Michael Murphy playing in a midfield role, no matter who he's with there in the midfield, he'll definitely win the share of all. Otherwise, you know, I think the defensive structure is quite good, and as long as we keep it fairly tight at the back, Tom. But I would suggest, you know, that we should be playing right next to one there at the back. You know, goals win games, Tom, and Cavan has capacity to score goals. So let's not hemorrhage goals, particularly against Cavan, because it could be very, very costly.
Yeah, and as we've seen in the league final against Roscommon, they have difficulties at the back, Cavan themselves, but they can score goals.
They can score goals, Tom, you know, but it's up to them to tighten up the defence. It's not for me to tell them how to suck eggs, but we might have owned it here. But Donegal, going forward, Tom, and we're in the easier section of the draw, and they're not denigrate the likes of Derry or whoever else comes through in the other semi-final, but we have the easier side of the draw looking in advance, because you have Fermanagh, Armagh in the other section along with Monaghan and Tyrone, and that is a very strong section, and thankfully we're avoiding them if we continue to press on at Ulster Championship, which I quite expect to do.
Yeah.
No point in saying otherwise. We're at home, Tom.
And
we haven't lost too often in the last 8 years. We haven't lost at all.
Yeah. And apart from the forward line, where do you see Cavan strong?
Cavan, offensively, Tom, have a very good forward line. They're a wee bit small, as we would say, a wee bit wee in Donegal, but they definitely can score. And, you know, that's something we have to give a lot of respect to, because Cavan, the one, and haven't played with them in New York, Cavan are right in Ballybuffet, expected to win, Tom. And fair play to them, that's the nature of the beast in Cavan. And, you know, that old tradition, and where they come to Ballybuffet, they will expect to win. And they'll be losing the confidence, and they'll bring a big crowd to Ballybuffet on Sunday.
Yeah,
yeah. And, you know, at the same time, we're at home, Tom. And we need to put a marker down early on that we're going to boss the situation there. And we have the capacity to do it. Declan has those lads since they're 16 years of age now. So there's a lot of them up there, 21, 22, with a fair bit of experience at this stage behind them. Plus the older lads that are there. And I'm quite confident that we have the ability and the footballers to do it. And we have a good, strong panel, Tom. I know they're quite young and quite inexperienced, some of them, but they're good players, Tom, and they're the future for Donegal.
Yeah, Cavan, on the other hand, you know, they've been about a while. You know, I know there've a lot of young players come through from under 21, but they're a pretty experienced bunch.
They're experienced, Tom, but they just haven't cracked it as yet. We're up and down. They're in the league over the last couple of years. They're just that bit short, Tom. They're definitely short at the back defensively, and that's where we should be fit to score. By getting good quality ball into our inside forwards, who have the capacity to punish Cavan.
Stay on the line there for a moment, Brian, because we've got a man that you know pretty well, played against him, or you managed teams against him and probably managed him playing for Ulster as well. Stephen King. Stephen, good night to you.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good.
I'm Brian.
How are you?
Hello, Stephen. Nice to talk to you.
Well, yeah. Stephen, what's the mood like in Cavan? Brian McAniff says you're going to come with your heads high and brimming in confidence.
Ah, well, look, we'll always travel strong. I suppose the Grapevine and Senator were on a beaten dock going to Ballybuffet for a number of reasons. You know, we feel too that Donegal have been strong. They probably, you know, even before the last game against Mayo, they should have been probably safer in Division 1. We realise that down here, that, you know, they probably should have had better results with the way they played. Yeah, look, we had a reasonable league campaign. We had a very poor McKenna Cup campaign. We finished off strongly. The league final was disappointing for a number of aspects. The fact that we didn't win it was one. The fact that we conceded so much, number two. And the fact that we lost to, like, young McVitie through injury.
Yeah. And what is the up-to-date player estate on Darren McVitie?
The up-to-date is that he will play, yeah, which is great. And, you know, it's a huge boost to the panel, I'm sure. But, you know, he may be fit to play, but I don't think he would have done the training for the first round of the championship with only the 4 or 5 weeks to maintain his own stamina by getting any kind of ball game, or, you know, getting out there to run. But a hamstring injury, you can't really do anything. So, you know, unless he was able to maintain it in some other way, I don't think he's going to be match fit. That's my own opinion.
And tell me, just for maybe the only initiated, you mentioned there, you know, he might not be match fit. How big a factor is that? How difficult is it to play if you're not match fit?
He just won't. If his hamstring isn't fully mended, number one, I don't think he's going to last. And number two, with the level of training that's going on now, I'm sure Brian will agree that, you know, if you haven't been training for at the optimum coming to the championship, you won't last the pace. You won't last the pace. To miss out 3 weeks of training and, you know, try and get yourself back either 10 days or less before a big championship game in Ballybuffet, I don't think it works.
And of course, that would be in training, that would be coming at a crucial time, you know, after coming out of the league, taking a break, and then, you know, getting stuck in for a couple of weeks to get a little bit of hard work done.
Well, I'm sure everyone on any county panel, you know, if you get a good run in the league, that's the end of it. It's over, regardless of how it goes. That's it, and you start then, your complete focus is on the Ulster Championship or whatever championship you're in. But for young Dara, you know, he had a complete focus of getting himself ready to be even to play in Ballybuffet, with the exception that he'd be doing no training. And my opinion is he's going to find it very difficult. I hope I'm wrong. He's going to find it very difficult to be, you know, championship fit.
Yeah. And tell me, you know, Cavan, as you said, had a good league campaign, got promoted. Okay, the league final was disappointing, but as somebody said to me recently, you know, that looked more like an exhibition game than a competitive game where there was something at stake.
Yeah, look, it's a very open game. For the neutral, it was great to watch. It was very high scoring. Yeah, the forwards performed well, but we were very, very weak at the back. You know, the other disappointing, a few of our big players, without naming them, didn't perform on the big stage yet again, and that was a bit of a letdown to us. McVitie then, you know, he was probably would have been man of the match had he continued on. Getting injured and, you know, not probably been taken off sooner didn't help him. You know, and it was a costly league final in that extent. But yeah, we've seen a few nice players, young Keevan O'Reilly. And I think, you know, Shawnee Johnson's going to be there or thereabouts to start as well. And in fairness, Cian Mackey, he had a wonderful hour against Roscommon in that league final. But it was a great turnaround because, to be fair, after McKenna Cup, we were in a bad place. We got occupied completely over 20 points by Tyrone, and, you know, everybody had us on a relegation curve that we would be relegated. But, you know, instead of that, we got back promoted to Division 1. So the league in itself, apart from the final, you know, it was good for them.
Stephen, I know you're at a club game and you're at the half time. Can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Absolutely, yeah.
The GAA programme is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Falter Ash, could you and Clark come and do class game in the shock to the show with my special guest tonight, Stephen King of Cavan, and Brian McAniff here in Donegal as well. Stephen, just how frustrating is it, you know, you've got so much success at under 21, was it, what, 4 Ulsters in a row? And still really, you know, have to make the breakthrough at senior. Patience must be running out in Cavan, is it?
Yeah, and have run out. You know, those guys are, you know, wanting from 24 to 27 now, and, you know, we haven't made the breakthrough at senior level, which is very, very disappointing. And, you know, we can't really put our finger on it, but that's where we are. You know, we haven't progressed from there, and I'd say there's a few not playing the way they should be. But, you know, I think from looking at back and things, it takes a number of years before you hit. We haven't hit at all. And I don't think it's going to happen for that bunch. I think there needs to be a new bunch now, you know, with the exception of holding on to a few experienced players.
And tell me, Matty McGlynnan in as manager, he's changed the style somewhat this year from even last year, his second year.
Yeah, and in fairness, it's, you know, it's more comfortable to watch. Like the defensive route that we had went down there for 3 or 4 years, you know, it was very difficult to watch. It was really too defensive. And, you know, you wouldn't think we had done any of that, I know, in the final in Croke Park. But in the previous games within the National League rounds, we actually played very well, played very offensive and played very open football. You know, and we know Donegal's style, and, you know, they continue to be a wee bit defensive, but they also can attack, and we're going into a place on Sunday where, you know, they don't lose very often.
Tell me, how is Donegal viewed in Cavan?
To be rated very highly, you know, and there's a great affinity with Donegal, and always has been over the years, and Cavan love going down there, and I can guarantee you, Tom, that they're travelling huge numbers to Ballybofey on Sunday. There'll be a huge Cavan contingent there in expectation, you know, but obviously, you know, they'll respect Donegal, they'll give it their best shot, but we know we're probably, you know, Donegal are a wee bit stronger.
Yeah, and would there be a belief in the team that they're good enough?
I think there would be, and I think over the years, also championship has shown, like, it's a great championship, but it's the one championship that something can happen, that something can go again the run of play, and obviously we are hoping that, you know, it'll be going against the odds if we can get a victory on Sunday.
And, you know, people outside the county, I know, even speaking to Mickey Hart recently, you know, Ballybofey and McCool Park have seen something of a fortress. Maybe not quite so here in Donegal, but it is definitely seen outside for teams coming to Donegal.
Oh, absolutely. That's as I said, Tom. Yeah, you know, they don't lose very often there. You know, and you know, if you're ever playing Donegal, you love to hear that you're playing them any place else but Ballybofey.
Anyway, tell me, where is this team going to be won and lost? What have Cavan to do?
I just feel that Donegal are getting stronger. I feel that, you know, the McHughes are back now. Ryan wasn't playing in some league matches. I believe Murphy's in top notch. McBrady's playing out of his skin. We have an awful lot of man marking to do. We have an awful lot of possession to get around the middle of the field, which we weren't getting, and which we certainly didn't get in Croke Park. And I think unless we try and get a reasonable grip there, maybe get 60-40, a worst case scenario, 50-50 around there, we're on the beaten docket. But if we can, and maybe get into the forwards that we have, as Brian said there, you know, we would be in with hope.
Anyway, and Brian mentioned as well, maybe a bit on the small size.
Yeah, a bit on the small side. Sometimes it can work, but, you know, you know, we're not great. We have size in different areas, but it's not just in our forwards are that big. But they're cute and they can go forward. You know, and Kieran Bailey, he's been a really top scorer coming from centre half back. You know, if we can get Giroud into the game and that he can score from the middle of the park.
Giroud,
you know?
McKiernan, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, he had a bad league final. There's no point in putting it any other way. So you'd be expecting maybe one or two guys that, you know, that had an off day to maybe step up the mark. And really, being honest, we need, you know, the five or six experience that we need them to play well if we're going to have any hope.
Brian McInniff, I know you're quietly confident, but if you have a fear or a doubt, where would it be?
Fear would be, Tom, is that our defence wouldn't be as tight as it should be based on what I've seen in the National League to date, but I'm quite sure Declan has taken that in hand and will make the necessary adjustments there to defence, because you cannot leak goals and Cavan has the capacity to score goals. So that would be the one fear I'd have, is get Cavan's capacity to score goals, and that could cause us difficulty. But however, I think over the 70-odd minutes or so, that I think we have the capacity, Tom, and the experience to come through and Ballaba face our own home ground, which is worth at least 4 points to us. And, you know, I'm quite quietly confident, but I still would, as I said in a Democrat article there a couple of weeks ago, it's bananas. It's potential banana skin.
Yeah. And Stephen, obviously the other big game of the weekend is the big one in the West. It's Mayo and Galway. A lot of people fancying Galway.
Well, I suppose apart from the Donegal and Cavan people, that's all that's been talked about around here. But, you know, nationally, the Cavan Donegal game is under the radar completely, because it's all about Mayo and Galway. It's going to be a great place to be. It's going to be a cauldron there in Castlebar. She's sold out long before throw-in, as the saying goes. And it's a difficult one to call. Obviously, Galway are highly fancy, but, you know, Mayo, this is them now. You know, the league, they just sometimes paddle through it and sometimes save their skin, but when the championship comes, they've great fight in them.
And Brian, how do you see it go? I know you have an affinity with Mayo.
I think that Mayo will take a top this time. Galway have topped them the last twice, and I think they're stealing resolve Mayo this year, that they want to go in the front door, knock the back door. Like, they played 10 games last year, Tom. And for an ageing side such as Mayo, that's not where it's at. They really have to go for it, Tom. And I think, based on the fact that they're home at Castlebar, I think that'll take them through.
Yeah. Anyway, just before we go, we've got just a couple of minutes, gentlemen. Looking at Ulster, obviously Tyrone are the champions, going for three in a row. Brian, you mentioned they're on the tough side of the draw. How do you see Ulster pan out? Obviously, Tyrone have a tough opener against Monaghan.
I think the fact that they're in Healy Park and home, I think that'll just about carry the day. But that's a great Monaghan side. They're great resilience and great competitive spirit. But I think at this occasion, I think Tyrone are a better place this year than they were last year. I think that'll take them through. The Fermanagh-Armagh match is a tough one. It's very hard to boost the park. And, you know, I do expect maybe from Adam, by virtue of the fact that it's in Brewster Park, I think they'll beat Armagh. And as regards down in Antrim, well, Down will come through that. And hopefully that if and when we beat Cavan on Sunday, we'll be playing Derry, and that'll take us through to an Ulster semi-final, because Derry are in total disarray at the moment.
So it's shaping up to be a Tyrone Who final?
Tyrone Donegal on the 3rd week of June.
And Stephen, obviously the big game, your neighbours Monaghan against Tyrone, that's probably the big game in Ulster this year.
Absolutely, it's the more than Galway and Mayo and Connacht. I think the draw of our championship is certainly Tyrone and Monaghan, and I'd have to concur with Brian on a number of things there. I think that Tyrone also will get over the line, simply because it's in a Healy Park. But like, Monaghan have been terrific, you know, terrific result against Dublin. You know, they have to be admired. I think, to be honest with you, if the match was in Clonus, I might be edging towards Monaghan for various reasons. But, you know, without going through the championship, obviously my head, my heart had loved Cavan, but I just feel that it's going to be a Tyrone Donegal as the final.
And overall, Dublin still the team to beat?
Yeah. Don't ask me who's going to beat them, but I don't think they're going to win the All-Ireland this year.
You think they're going to win it?
I don't think so. Oh. I think they're going to be caught this year.
Right. Okay, maybe Mayo at some stage. Brian, looking around the provinces. Thank you, Stephen. I know you want to get back to watching that game.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Thank you.
Look, thanks for joining us, and hopefully we might see you on Sunday, and the best of luck to Cavan.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Stephen King there, former Cavan great, and well, captain of the last Cavan team to win an Ulster title back in 1997. Of course, our own Martin McHugh was managing and masterminded that success. Brian, overall, looking around the provinces, where do you see? It's Galway and Mayo, as we said. It's Roscommon and Leitrim.
Roscommon will be in there again, and Roscommon will give their weight of it to either Galway or Mayo in a Connacht final. But I do believe that both of those sides would have enough to beat Roscommon, Tom, no fault to yourself. And then down Munster is Cork, might well be beaten by Tipperary, but Kerry's going to come out down there, and of course Dublin's going to come sailing out of Leinster as usual. So now you're back to the top four.
Yeah. And obviously, well, there's going to be, obviously, you're back into the top eight there, or this new Super Eight. And
Super Eight, you've got them already.
Yeah. Anyway, look at Brian, it's lovely talking to you, and thank you for joining us. And, well, hopefully, fingers crossed for Sunday. And before we go tonight, just to congratulate Rory Kavanagh and the Donegal Under-16s on winning the Buncrana Cup.
And I'd like to be associated with that, Tom, very much so.
Yeah, they defeated Tyrone in a cracking game last Sunday evening in Buncrana, 112 to 111. And as well as that, just to remind you, the Donegal Ladies Golf Classic is on Friday in the Stranora and Ballybuffet Golf Club, or Ballybuffet and Stranora Golf Club. Still some table tea times available. That's about it from me this week. Donegal under 16 ladies under Greg Harkin are playing Cavan on Saturday in the Ultra Final in Aher. Of course, Donegal under 17s play Monaghan on Sunday in the Curtain Raiser. And Donegal begin their Nicky Racker Cup campaign as well, away to Tyrone in Healy Park on Saturday afternoon. From me, Tom Comick, from my special guests tonight, Stephen King and Brian McEniff, and from Jimmy Stafford and Sound, good evening, Shocks and Zogan, Slán agus Beannacht.